In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 23 through 26, King James Version, "Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." So this is my question I want to teach on and I want to present to you. Where is Jesus? How do we find him? And where do we even begin to look at for him? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I am glad you're here. Hello, and welcome to Mark 16:15 Internet Ministries Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph P. Hackney. In last week's episode, I dealt with what it means to follow Jesus Christ, and in this episode, I'd like to discuss searching for Jesus Christ, the one true Jesus of the Bible. In the book of John, chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says, "To search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." So there's our answer. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Many people today are searching for Jesus everywhere, and people are believing that he is everywhere because most people are not encouraged to read their Bibles. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11, it states that these men were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. And that's what I encourage you to do, is follow along. Search the Scriptures that I reference to. They're from the King James Version. And I encourage you to search daily to see if those things are so. If you're following under whatever pastor or whatever church you go to or anything, do not allow your salvation to rest in man's hands. We must be searching the Scriptures as they say and as he reveals them to us. Searching for Jesus Christ in any other place than the Holy Scriptures will only lead you to a false Jesus and a false gospel. We must search for him throughout the entire Old and New Testaments. For when Jesus said to search those Scriptures, as I just read from the book of John, verse 39, he was speaking of the Torah, the Old Testament Scriptures, for the New Testament had not been written yet. So therefore, if anyone tells you that your salvation is not found in the Old Testament, or that it's too confusing and all that, they may encourage you to start in the New Testament. I don't have no qualms with that. But I will never tell you to leave the Old Testament out altogether, because Jesus told them that's where you will find him. And it's in the Old Testament that we will find him. And it's in the New Testament that we will follow him and begin to obey him. So we find him in the Old Testament and we follow him in the New Testament. He's not on a cross. Many people have crosses with the image of this person on there that's supposed to be Jesus. He is not on a cross no more. He is not in a tomb. And he's not in the pleasures of this world. He's not in the denomination that you are a part of. He is not inside of the church building where you're at. He is not in a dress code even. He's not found in an unknown or a known tongue. He is not found in the songs that we sing. He's not found in these mega churches that we fill. And he's not found in these small churches down on your local street corners in the Mayberry towns of this country. He is not in Hollywood, and he's not in a particular fad nor cultural movement. He's not in Indiana, Texas, Florida, New York City, and he's definitely not in the White House. He is not in the stars. He is not in astrology. You will not find him in astronomy. He's not in Area 51. He's not in a motivational speech. He's not at the bottom of a bottle. He's not in the dope that you smoke. He is not at the casinos in Vegas or anywhere else like that. He is not in any other part of the world, and he's not in you, unless you are in him. And you will never have him, nor find him, the one true Jesus Christ, until you search the scriptures for him. And technically, you are not lost, as many of these songs may sound poetic about. This is not a game of hide-and-go-seek. While you're always looking for a sign and a clue, Jesus Christ is actually waiting on you. You are not blind, and if you're not deaf, you're either hearing or reading what I'm telling you right now, and Jesus Christ is found in the scriptures. He's not found in our cliques. The kingdom of heaven is not made up of dress codes and houses and cars and careers and all that. He's in the scriptures, and I am pointing you in the right direction right now. And until you go to those scriptures and do that and search for him, until you stop searching for him in all these other empty places, the tombs and the buildings and the counselors and the internet and all of these things, your profession of Jesus Christ is only a self-made, self-created profession and a self-found image of a God you've created in your mind or of the minds of whoever you follow, and not the God, the true God of the Bible, Jesus Christ. We must be looking in the direction of love, holiness, and grace, and following anybody who tells us to go into the scriptures and follow and find him. I am just a messenger telling you where you can find him. Go in the direction of the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. Follow the scriptures, not me. If you are searching for Jesus Christ in any other place than the scriptures, you will only create a false sense of salvation for yourselves that is man-made by man's imaginations conjuring up doctrines of demons. They may provoke the thought of Jesus Christ in you while looking at a cross may make you think of Jesus, but it will never produce the fruits that we must bear as true followers of Jesus Christ. You will never find Jesus in the wisdom of men. He is not in a classroom, and we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Mankind will never have the power that we find in the true testimony of Jesus Christ and that we find in his word. For all these things, these objects and imaginations, they are only temporal, with the passing of seasons to seasons. These things will wither, they will rust, rot, and decay away. But the word of God will stand forever. And when you stop looking for a God that fits into your imagination and your opinions and start looking for the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the only true God that was in the beginning with God and was God, the one who was made flesh and dwelt among us, the one true God who is the express image of the invisible God, the one who operates in divine power through the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, for he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, and that one is Jesus Christ, the one who will reveal himself to you when you start searching the scriptures for him. Too many today will not search nor come to him through the scriptures in order to find him. They want somebody else to do it for them. They want to ride the coattails of the preacher to heaven for them. Nobody wants to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They only want the blessings but will deny the work. They want their best life now without any struggle or grief. They want to be blessed without being a blessing. They want to avoid any sort of true bread and drink from the table and cup of God's wrath that Jesus said that we must be partakers of. They never become weary in well-doing because they avoid weariness altogether by avoiding well-doing or preaching about the sin that needs taken out of our lives. They will only help those who meet their definition of who deserves help and who is truly their neighbor by their definition, rather than helping their neighbor, the true neighbor that has been beaten and robbed and has a genuine need and or left for dead on the street. They avoid stopping to help for reasons of self-righteousness. We must search the scriptures and believe on Jesus Christ as those scriptures have said and not anybody else. We must follow him and stop trying to lead him. The horse goes in front of the cart, and the clay doesn't get to decide what the potter makes. There is no power like the power you will find in the Word of God, and that power is everlasting and never ending. That power is the Almighty God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. He is Jesus in the book of Genesis chapter 1 until the book of Revelation chapter 22. From the beginning until the end, He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He is the Jesus we all need to be in search of, and only in His Word alone will He truly be found. Again, the book of John chapter 5, verse 39 through 47. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Verse 40, and you will not come to me that you might have life. That's the hump right there most people can't get over. They're lazy. They want somebody else to do it for them. It states, verse 40, and you will not come to me. In other words, you won't read. You won't search the Scriptures. And he says in verse 41, I received not honor from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Does not God think that I will accuse you to the Father? There's one that accuses you, even Moses, in him you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Again, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. How many of us are sitting under a pastor today, under a denomination today, under a church name today, under a certain clique today, with a certain haircut today, acting all holy and dancing and speaking in tongues all you want all day? How many of us are really actually receiving that word with readiness of mind, searching these Scriptures daily to see if those things are so, seeking God to reveal the truth of all of these matters to you? Now all the signs and wonders and the songs and the tongues and the holy dancing and all that stuff is another sermon coming. Trust me. Please stay tuned for that. But I want to encourage you to search the Scriptures yourself. You want to find the true Jesus Christ. Don't put your salvation in the hope of man and the teachings of man. You better know Jesus Christ from the Scriptures. And then from there, you'll be able to spot the false prophet. Because although they may be able to speak and teach so closely, it may mimic everything, but it's still a tare. And the thing about a tare is it looks just like the wheat up until until it's fully grown. And many times, many of us can be sifted under by the tare because we're not paying attention to what's being preached in our ears, because we're not going into the Word of God ourselves and praying and searching the Scriptures daily to see if those things are so. Now to Jesus Christ be all the glory. To Him be all the praise. To Him be all our affections. To Him be all reverence. To Him be all majesty, honor, and respect. Believe in Jesus as the Scriptures have said, and follow Him as His commandments have said. Love as He had loved you. Follow hard after grace, truth, mercy, and humility. Study to show thyself approved, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed. A servant who, when Jesus comes back, won't find sleeping, but rather a man or a woman of God who has made themselves ready, a church that is ready to meet her groom. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, 16, and 19. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Follow Jesus Christ as the Scriptures have said, and you will never be lost. You will never end up on the wrong side of eternity. In Jesus' mighty name, let it be so. Amen. This is Joseph P. Hackney, Mark 16:15, Internet Ministries Podcast.